This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. I don't know what you're waiting for. You know, I had a conversation with a good guy this weekend about involvement, engagement, and you know when you, I knew I was going to jump right into this. First of all, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. There's a lot you can do, online, and listen. Two things: give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, once a lousy week. You don't like it, just shove it aside. Tells you what kind of topics we're discussing, things you can buy in the store, and that kind of stuff. Number two is, also give me your phone. I promise I won't call you, okay? But I will text you, let you know when the show is going to start. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Okay, so one of the conversations I was having with somebody today was about how you get, and first of all, they wanted me to take it back. They wanted me to help them take certain areas back for Republicans. My first answer is, what for? Right? Why? And it's based on a conversation I had with our good friend over the weekend. And we were talking about involvement, engagement. And many of you, rah, rah, you got the pages up, you do the nice. And again, if this doesn't apply to you, then don't get all hurt over it. You know what I'm doing here. Right? If we're going to take back anything, that means we have to start working at it. Yeah, I know. I'm doing the daddy thing. We're coming right in. So here's the deal. You've got to get off your butt. You have to engage. You have to get involved. You can't just hop on Facebook. Because I got to tell you something. They outdo us on Facebook. And not Facebook itself, but the Facebook trolls. Many of you know I don't have a Facebook page anymore. I can't get one. You know why? Because there's a couple of small-minded little world trolls that wait for my stuff to come up, and they bombard Facebook. One of them has a connection to a Facebook, somebody inside of Facebook, and it gets pulled with no warning, no anything. Because they think it's uncomfortable. They think it's terrible. They didn't like a picture that somebody posted of I think you saw the meme going around with two men leading Hillary up to the gallows, right? I didn't like it either. Matter of fact, I pulled it down before Facebook did. All right, so but you won't. They don't care about that. However, the meme with Kathy Griffin holding Trump's head, that was all over the place. They didn't have a problem with that. It was not an issue. There's actually a Facebook page of Jesus' Last Supper. The problem is, it's Jesus is being served on the table. It's a page for people who hate Christians. That's okay. That's freedom of speech. We'll leave it up. And You go in to make a comment. They jump all over you, and you snivelly right away go, oh, I'm not doing their fighting. Well, you know what? Then get some of your friends together and go in there and give them what for and how. Don't give them emotion. Give them facts. They can fight your emotion. That's easy. I can do that. But they can't fight facts. So when you're fighting these people, when you're talking to these people on Facebook, which is pretty much a waste of time, any of those, you're not going to change their mind. And the biggest reason you're going to change their mind is they're not willing to have a conversation. They're actually cowards because they're hiding behind Facebook. You don't even know if that's their real name, number one. Number two is it's really easy to be tough when the guy who can grab you by the throat can't grab you electronically. Now, Kenny can't reach through the keyboard and get you. And I'm not saying there should be violence, but I'm saying it's really easy to be tough when you don't have to look somebody in the face. Right? I mean, that simple. So, if you truly want to win, if you really, and this wasn't the road I was going to go down, but if you truly want to win, if you truly want to turn things around, then you need to engage and you need to get involved and not on Facebook. Nah, I mean, you can get on there, you can make a comment and run, that's fine. I know yesterday you guys were all having a ball with the Patriots and Rams and what have you, and you're on Facebook beating each other up. All right, so what? Big whoop. That's cool, that's okay. But if you really want to try to make a change, if you really want to make, Facebook's not the place to do it. I've been on pages, I've seen people that come after me that will have in their page, they have 20,000 likes or friends or whatever the heck they got. And it's the same 10, 12, 15 people over and over and over again that are commenting. Big whoop. You need to make the difference in your community. First way you start doing that is you get to the kids. The kids. You know, and that comes in two ways. You do it yourself. You teach them. You enlighten those kids around you. You know, I've been through this with you guys before. I'm not afraid of this. But you do it. You let those kids, nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, friends, kid who mows your lawn, what true history is, what America is truly about. Go find the Gladys Knight. The Gladys Knight anthem, you know, that she sang yesterday. Ain't nobody taking a knee. And God bless her for doing what she did. I know it's only an anthem. It's only words. You know, it's a football game. Why do we politicize the football game? Exactly, Kaepernick. But because it's an American institution. It's art. And the reason those guys are on that field doing what they're able to do is because of that flag they seem to hate so much. Because of this oppressive country that they seem to hate so much. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Got to grab some oxygen. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for the sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see it clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I know that you could, you know, you could be listening to 3,000 of the shows or one of 3,000 of the shows, But you've chosen this one. It makes me very happy. It makes my sponsors happy, too. So, you know, please, please, please get involved, get engaged. Also, if you find a station that we're not on and you, in your town, you enjoy the show, and I appreciate the fact that you have a smartphone you can listen on or what have you, but go get the station owner. Knock out, you know, hello, hey, how come you don't have the show? What's wrong with you people? You don't have to do that. I'll do that for you. Just give me their number if they won't listen to you. Anyway, get involved, get engaged, be part of the show, be part of the success of the show. You can also donate, big donate buttons all over the website, which should be a hint in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? The Facebook, social media has clamped on us big time. Very hard to get our message out. Very hard to get. You saw that, is it Brian Colfash? And, you know, he's another one who's trying to get his message out. Facebook had taken down his pages. Lots of stuff going on with him. And even Patreon cut him out at one point in time. And I dropped Patreon, not because I'm so smart and wonderful and all that, but I dropped Patreon because they start dropping conservatives all over the place. And there's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. This is a fun one. So, Native American elder. Remember the guy who interacted with the young boy from the Covington Catholic High School? Right? The one who said he was... Now, there's a big controversy going around whether he said he was a vet or not. Right? This is the word game that the left loves to play that I have so much fun with. And I do have fun with it. They said that he never said that he was from... He went to Vietnam. And they're right. He never said, when I went to Vietnam and fight. Right? Because that would be an out-and-out lie. That would be an out-and-out, what do they call it, theft of valor or whatever it is?
Stolen valor.
Yeah, that too. But what he did say in the conversation as he was rambling on, somehow that reminds me of something, but as he was rambling on, he said, when I came back from Vietnam, so wouldn't you have to be somewhere to come back from somewhere? I mean, you can't come back from someplace you haven't been or weren't at. So I'm just saying, if the left is constantly, they're not second-guessing, not in their mind. Whenever President Trump says something, you ever notice how they say what he meant was this? This is what that means? Just like earlier, we were talking about the win of the Patriots is a win for white supremacy. Don't you know that? For whiteness? Just ask people on the left. They'll say, yeah. I do not know how a football game. How if we, you know, you talk about politicizing something, right? How did a football game or the game of football or a series, how did that become politicized? How is that black or white? Isn't it about players' ability? The team that has the players with the most amount of ability or a lucky day, I don't know which, they're going to win? The Native American elder who's interacting with a group of high schoolers from Covington High School, he attempted to storm his way and others into a vigil mass at the largest Catholic church in Washington, D.C. So nothing is sacred. Well, for us anyway. For them, it's fine. Catholic News Agency reported Tuesday afternoon that Nathan Phillips led a group of people beating drums and chanting through the main doors of the Basilica of the National Shrine. Now, this is a Catholic church. They don't beat, believe me, they don't beat drums at a Catholic church. And they were having a vigil. Now, yes, the facility is open to the public to come in, to be respectful. If you want to pray, pray. If you want to admire the beauty, just admire the beauty. But not to come in and make noise in a protest. See, we've become a society where protesting, making noise, doing what you have to do to get your way has become the norm. It's not the norm. Seriously. Where's Medea when you need her? Right? With a can of whoop-butt. I'd love to repeat some of the stuff she says, but I know I'd be off the air in about 32 seconds. Phillips been at the center of this controversy after he alleged a group of students from Covington Catholic High School wearing Make America Great Again hats harassed him. He lied. Isn't that funny how they look? Where's that story ahead about Booker? Cory Booker. God love him. Well, probably one of the few who will. Cory Booker decided that, you know, when he went all Spartacus and everybody, remember that? Although I don't know how did he get Spartacus? Maybe I'm not too smart. How did he get Spartacus out of that? That's what I want to know. Anyway, the ethics committee took up Cory Booker that day because they said that what he did was against Senate rules. Because he had swore that whenever he learned in the Senate committee, whatever he learned in that little committee, that would not go out and about. That would stay within. Remember, he said he was going to leak it, and he would leak it out. Told him what he was going to do, and he didn't care. If he lost his seat, well, I'm thinking we should oblige him. What do you think? But the weenies on the Judicial Committee announced that they're not going to take action against Booker. Right? He admitted what he did was wrong. He admitted it violated Senate rules. But even though you haven't, I'm standing there with the gun going, yes, I killed him. Oh, well, you know what? That's okay. You admitted to it. It's all good. Have a nice day. But we will take the gun just in case. The Select Committee on Ethics and the Committee has reviewed the complaint filed against Senator Cory Booker, dated September 12, 2018. The committee carefully evaluated, that means they were flying through it, carefully evaluated the allegations of the complaint, and based on the information before it, determined that no further action is appropriate. Thank you for your correspondence. Have a nice day, and screw you. That's basically what they said. He broke the law. Why isn't anybody held accountable anymore? Anybody. Anybody. I'm Joe Pacini, host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump prepping for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. Border security will be front and center in his remarks.
and the president will likely make the case for declaring a national emergency so he can secure funding to finish the border wall. More and more Democrats calling for the Democratic governor of Virginia to resign. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
I don't know, maybe I need to go back to school.
Yeah.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. Really, seriously. I mean, but you got to get engaged. You got to get, I was talking about that earlier. That in order for guys like me, not just guys like me, but even yourself, find something local, whether it's education, I don't know, water, maybe water is your thing. Maybe overall governance is your thing. But there are school boards, water boards, city councils, there's all kinds of things you can get involved with locally in your community to help make a difference, help make a change. Now, if that's not your thing, that's okay. But find someone that you can get behind, that you trust or admire or want to help. Maybe your thing isn't being up there making decisions or making speeches or anything else. Maybe your thing is you know, helping to gather information to make it easier to do those things. Gather information about the speech content. Gather information about getting people out there. Maybe you're an emailer. I don't know. You know, you got an email list of a couple hundred people. Get them to show up. You know, it takes a lot of work to put a rally together. It takes a lot of work, you know, to put some of these events together. And it's nice when people show up. Now, don't get me wrong. We very much appreciate it. Appreciate everyone takes the time to go. But you really got to work at it. You really got to make sure it happens. So when you say you're going to go to one of those things, grab five people, take them with you. Go to an event of any kind. Going to help somebody get in the office? Find out who will make phone calls, who will walk. We don't ask you to walk 500, you know, miles a day. A couple of hundred homes, you'd be surprised. If you have a couple of hundred homes in your precinct, you'd be surprised how fast it moves. And we've got to get smarter than them. We've got to work harder. They work pretty hard. We need to work just as hard, if not harder. Actually, we need to work harder, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about Cory Booker. Again, what are the, this is why I start to believe that they're all on the same page. We have no handcuffs on Hillary. We have no handcuffs on Obama. No handcuffs on Eric Holder. I can do this all night. Of the last regime. I'm sorry, the last administration. But the ethics committee looked over the charges that were submitted against Cory Booker and they decided to do nothing with them. There's no here here. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. A judicial watch, thank God, is out there pounding away, and they're getting what they need. They're asking for information. They're going to make all this public. And how it went down and how it ended, whose house it ended at or didn't end at. Now, I know, you know, again, when it comes to this kind of thing, it's hard to follow. It's hard to keep up with. It gets dry at times. I get that. I mean, heck, I fall asleep on myself sometimes when I'm talking. It gets dry. But you got to stay on it. You got to push. You got to stay with it. Anyway, Judicial Watch sent a complaint in September of 2018 to the chairman and co-chairman of the U.S. Senate Select Committee. Now, they asked him to investigate after Senator Booker admitted to violating Senate rules. That's what I'm saying. He admitted to it. Yes, I did it. Yes, I know it was wrong. Yes, I know I'm going to be punished. I'm willing to take the punishment. How much more of an admission do you need? Now, the Select Committee, they've reviewed the complaint. They decided, maybe not so much. Which I find just totally amusing. Booker admitted breaking Senate rules when he issued a tweet on September 7th saying that he said that in the tweet that he broke the committee rules. I mean, hi, I'm here. I did it wrong. I knowingly and willingly broke the law. Well, at least you know you did it. Go ahead and have a hot fudge Sunday on us. I mean, this is how stupid this gets. Now, Judicial Watch noted in his complaint against Booker that he also uploaded committee confidential records to a public access Dropbox account. Right, so that means that anybody who might have broke around, we don't know what security levels were set up. They could have got that information when they should have, when they weren't supposed to. This email thing is disturbing because Dems do it so easily. They don't really care. So when you go look up the rules, now they couldn't find them, but we could, right? That's a violation of rules, first of all, for releasing committee confidential records. Now, they say they weren't marked confidential, but when you sit there and think about it, yeah, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into, really. Rule number 29 of provisions 5 and 6. Now, these are the rules for the Senate. Any senator, officer, or employee of the Senate who shall disclose, give out, give away, show to, hand out for public consumption the secret or confidential business of proceedings of the Senate, including the business and proceedings of the committees, subcommittees, offices of the Senate, all of those, shall be liable for those. I mean, again, we can go through these, but what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? Well, for us, we can't deal with our senators. They don't care. They're both. Kamala Harris. Think about it. She's one of our senators from California. Right? And who's the other one? Dianne Feinstein. Oh. My God. We don't stand a chance. Goes on to say that. Let me see. The Senate shall disclose secret or confidential business or proceedings of the Senate, including the businesses and proceedings of the committees, subcommittees, and offices of the Senate, who all shall be liable. If a senator to suffer expulsion from the body, and if any officer or employee to dismissal from the service of the Senate. He knows what he's doing. They all do. Article 6 of the same section, whenever by the request of a Senate or any committee thereof, any documents or papers shall be communicated to the Senate by the President or the head of any department relating to any matter pending in the Senate. The proceedings in regard to which, this stuff gets so, right? I mean, you can get in the weeds pretty quick, can't you? The proceedings in regard to which are secret or confidential under the rules, those documents and papers, boy, some of this stuff sounds like it's old English, shall be considered as confidential. So in other words, they can't be, and by the way, it goes on to say that they can't be disclosed without leave of the Senate. They can't leave the chambers. They can't leave the Senate area unless the Senate says it's okay. But they're confidential, and they're given to you confidentially. You're not supposed to give them out. You're not supposed to talk about what's in them. But these rules don't hold them anymore. They don't pertain to them anymore. You know that. And the Senate Ethics Committee is evenly split with 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. Now, I don't know what that's like, just feel better. Because it doesn't make me feel any better. If they're giving Booker a pass after he said, this is what I did, this is why I didn't. Remember, he said, I don't care. I know this is wrong. I know this is breaking the rules. I don't care. This needs to get out. And this was absolutely nothing. That's what this was. That's what he'll end up losing his seat over, is nothing. Just amazing. The Senate continued the abuse of Kavanaugh and his family. Remember, for days and days and days. Oh, until Spartacus spoke up, but even that didn't help. Isn't that good? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to Judicial Watch. They've got a lot of stuff going on over there. They have a lot of these kind of stories that you can look up. You can see who the writer is. You can see where they check things out. Again, I say to you, it's a big deal. You need to know how to speak to this stuff. Please do not respond emotionally to these issues. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by, while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do mean that. If you head up to the website, buy the book. Well, although I don't think I have any left. I got to order some more. It's Ram. What?
I got one over here.
I got one over there. Well, it was over there. I will never be able to find anything in this studio again, I'm sure. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the things that, all the labels, all the things that the left has tagged you with, shouldn't, they shouldn't, but they do. All the labels they tell you they can't stand, but they do. They use them, they must like them, unless it confuses to what that actually means. Again, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you know, again, I do some of the political stories. I don't do a lot, though. I'm tired of them. Anybody can hang out and start telling everybody how wrong people are for beating on Trump and what Schumer's like and what Pelosi, and I like beating on them, don't get me wrong, but I ain't doing 3 to 5 hours a day of beating on those people. Because there's other stuff going on that you need to know about. Right? There's other stuff happening out there that you need to be informed and aware of. Know what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the, I don't know how I skipped the one and moved to the other. I'm sorry. The Native Americans that disrupted the Catholic Mass. And the way they, you know, again, how disrespectful is that? So is that what we've gotten to now? Is that, you know, disrespecting one is okay because the other one did it first or may have done it first or you think they did it first? So the elder, remember the elder, I guess he's just called an elder, period. The Native American elder who had the stare down with the Covenanting Catholic High School kid, which we now find out isn't true. Not, it wasn't a stare down. The young man even said he didn't know what to do. The guy put him in a bad spot, too. So what is he supposed to do? Run away? I heard the interview with him. He didn't know what to do. He honestly is just an innocent kid who didn't know what to do. And the left were the ones that were condemning those students for doing this. And most people around there said the same thing, that no, it was actually Phillips that was harassing the kids. And he found out to be Phillips, the Native American, found out that was just deplorable, disgusting. They were infringing on him. But think about this. He went into a church. He didn't happen upon it. He didn't all of a sudden come up on it. He went into a church, which means he had to plan it. Right? The guard, speaking to a local news source, expressed alarm at the fact that the incident occurred while Mass was going on. Saying, hey, this is a house of worship. It's a place of prayer. People come here to celebrate, not to be nervous. Not to worry about who might come barging through the doors. A rally supporting Phillips had been organized that night, but a report by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation didn't say that they even tried to make it happen. Anyway, you know, do you see the double standard? I mean, some of you I know do, but do you really see the double standard that they have here? It's okay for them, but not for you. You do it, it's homophobic, transphobic, I don't know, blackophobic, whatever. Then they get to you, it's a whole different story. It's terrible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. You know, come back to the New York story. Come back to the story, you know, the abortion story and how now the ice has been cracked. The walls, however you want to put it, it's been cracked. And if you think about this, look at how it's already starting to pop up in other states. Right? When you see how it's popping up and down, there's other legislators that go, they got away with it there, they got away with it there. California, I found out, I was waiting for them to come up with it. I found out, really, based on that half a dozen laws they already have in place, you could do that here too easily. Not joking. You could easily have that happen here as well. But where were we? Were we sleeping? Were we not paying? And please, do not write me an email that says, well, we have jobs, Joe. I'm not interested. There's people who give up for their jobs on a regular basis. They give up their livelihood on a regular basis to make it right. I'm not saying you should. But I'm sure you can find rallies close to you. And I think most of you have, what do they call it now? In California, they're personal days. They don't break them up into sick days and holidays. And they're all personal days. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you have to engage. I know I've said it a million times, but you do have to engage. All right. So this weekend, during the Super Bowl game, one college decided for all those non-manly men, they were going to have a toxic masculinity summit to help them all work their way through football season. Because I can see how traumatic it would be. Can you imagine turning on the TV and you're looking to have a nice, quiet, non-gender time in your living room while watching television. And all of a sudden you see this football go flying across your screen. It must send you into convulsions, right? You have to roll up into a little ball and hide in the corner. Go find your safe space. Get the little fuzzy dog they got you for Christmas. Hours before the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Bradley got his hands on another trophy and another ring, right? The Super Bowl halftime show, attendees at the University of Pennsylvania Men and a Masculinity Summit discussed the performative nature of today's mainstream masculinity. Now, the masculine gender in and of itself is very performance in certain instances, so creating dialogue and conversation, they say, is what we need to do to fix it. There's nothing to fix. At least I don't think there is. I mean, the toxic masculinity is, it's like everything else. It's hate speech to you because you don't like what it says. Strong, quote-unquote, masculine men are offensive to you because you don't like the way it feels. Speaker Jeff Pereira, a presenter who had traveled to throughout the continent, speaking about the differences between healthy versus toxic masculinity, delivered the event's keynote lecture. He also served as lead organizer of an event called What Makes a Man? God, I would go to that. I would go to that just to hear what they had to say, and I would ask the questions that would make them blush. The Ivy League Summit unpacked issues related to men's gender identity and highlighted the work of male engagement on Penn's campus and beyond. It also presented attendees with an identity and a highlight. Identity? Why do you need identity? I know who I is. Right? Again, we don't have to teach you why you're a male, but we do have to teach you how to be a male. I've seen more and more people just totally lose it, not understand what it means to be a man. Does it mean to be the dictator by any stretch? But there's so many things that you're relied on for in society, at home. And you just shouldn't skirt those issues. You shouldn't skirt them. Being a man is okay. Being a dictator is not. Being a brute is not. Being a bully is not. And being a bully is not disagreeing with somebody and telling them no. Not bullying your kids when you won't let them go out on a Friday night. Right? Think about it. That's kind of where we're at. Every time our kids feel bad, and they'll call everybody, and they've learned in school now, they call everybody a bully. It works out better that way. One of the summit's attendees, graduate associate Jax Lastinger, brought multiple undergraduate students to the event. And what for? To teach them how to identify and work with toxic masculinity. Isn't that wonderful, people? It's just, it never stops. So, tomorrow night, you guys need to take notes. You really should. You should listen enough to be able to take notes. I know some people don't want to do it. It's boring. It doesn't matter. You should take notes as to how he treats the Congress, how he treats other people, how matter-of-fact the speech is, how warm, squishy it is. You know, again, we're at it. I love this. I'm Double C, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, if you're hanging out with us, you stay for another hour, then hang loose, heat up your coffee. If you got to go, have a great rest of the day, and God bless.